From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry came to the reopened U.S. Embassy in Cuba Friday to salute the American flag as it was raised again in Havana, ceremonially ending the 54-year breach in relations between the United States and Cuba. Kerry spoke from a courtyard beside the flag, facing the embassy with the Caribbean Sea behind him.
I want to pay tribute to the people of Cuba and to the Cuban-American community in the United States. Jose Marti once said that everything that divides men is a sin against humanity. Clearly, the events of the past, the harsh words, the provocative and retaliatory actions, the human tragedies, all have been a source of deep division. That is why I am heartened by the many on both sides of the straits who, whether because of family ties or a simple desire to replace anger with something more productive, have endorsed this search for a better path.
The embassy reopening will allow more Americans to travel to Cuba and give Cubans increased access to the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed feelings of profound grief and sincere condolences to those who suffered and died from Japan's past military aggression while making his highly anticipated public statement on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Upon the innocent people did our country inflict immeasurable damage and suffering, Abe said, adding that the use of force was misguided, and pledged in the future to always seek peaceful reconciliation. This is the Voice of America. Chinese authorities are continuing an investigation into what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the main port city of Tianjin, as fears linger over the possible presence of dangerous chemicals near the site. Several small fires were still smoldering early Friday at the site of the blasts, which occurred late Wednesday. Officials say the death toll from the blast has risen to 56, including 21 firefighters. Over 700 people remain hospitalized, 33 reported to be in serious condition. A team of 217 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists, along with a group from the International Atomic Energy Agency's Beijing office, have been dispatched to the area, this according to the official Xinhua news agency. Reports from Libya's coastal city of Sirte say dozens of people have been killed in fighting there this week between Islamic State jihadists and rival gunmen. The country remains in turmoil 4 years after the overthrow of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The latest clashes erupted when a Salafist Muslim group and armed residents attacked Islamic State fighters in Sirte, accusing them of killing a prominent local preacher. Libya split between two governments supported by armed troops fighting each other. Eurozone finance ministers are expected to endorse a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package. The bailout package passed the Greek parliament by a comfortable margin. Mr. Tsipras told lawmakers that the bailout package is a necessary choice for the nation despite unwelcome tax hikes and spending cuts. Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. A closed Pakistani military court has sentenced six men to death after convicting them for their involvement in the Taliban massacre of 134 children at an army-run school in Peshawar last year. The military said Thursday the six civilians confessed to helping the gunmen who attacked the school in December. The massacre of 134 children prompted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to reinstate the death penalty just 2 days after the attack. Police in Bangladesh's capital have arrested two suspects in connection with a brutal killing last Friday of an atheist blogger. Dhaka police say they have arrested Saad al-Nahin and Masood Rana. Both men are suspected members of Ansarullah Bangla Team, one of two groups that has claimed responsibility for the slaying of Nilroy Chakrabarty. 40-year-old Chakrabarty was hacked to death last week by a gang of men. He was the fourth secular blogger killed in Bangladesh this year. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.